All right, let's start out with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you and we thank you for this beautiful day that you have given. We thank you that we are all here, and I just pray, Lord, that your Spirit would be here with us, Lord, and that you would just work in each one of our hearts, that we would learn something from your word, and that you would just bless our time, and that we would grow in you, and that you would just give me the words to say, Lord, that I would speak your truth, Lord, and that I would speak your word and not my own. And I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. I have a couple questions that we're going to go over today, and we're going to do a little experiment here. We'll see if it works. But I want to talk to you girls today about sin. And a lot of us know kind of the general idea of what sin is, but I think this will help us see more of what sin is. So who can tell me what sin is? Elizabeth? Okay. Did everybody hear? Can you say it louder?
Anything you think, say, or do that brings God's glory.
Yeah, anything that we think in our mind, sometimes we have mean thoughts towards other people. Right? Does anybody ever have those kind of thoughts? Yeah. Like, I really don't like this person, or this person is super annoying to me and I'm just getting really frustrated. Okay, anything we think, anything we say. What are some things that maybe we say that would be displeasing to God? Swearing? Yeah. Hurtful words to other people. Yeah, anything that's mean or, yeah. Okay, so anything we think or we say or we do, what are some things that we do that would be displeasing to God? Stealing? Yes, Ursula? Yeah. Yeah, hurting people? So all those things are sin, right? So this jar here, this is going to represent us, okay? And it's kind of dirty and gross looking. And that's how we are. We're all sinners, right? In the Bible it says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So when it says all, who is that? Is that me? Yeah. That's me. I've sinned. And that's you and your parents and your pastors. And people in authority over us, they all have sinned. So each one of those sins are like dirty stuff. And they just, oh, they make us black and gross looking. Right? We're dirty. Really dirty. And this is a problem. And why is this a problem? Right. This separates us from the love of, not the love of God. This separates us from God because he's holy, right? And God can't allow sin into heaven. So this separates us from eternity with God. So this is a problem because we're dirty. We can't get to heaven. So let's try to clean that water up somehow. So this would be, how about some good works that we have? Okay, so we're gonna try to get to heaven. We're going to do some good things. And so we'll see. That doesn't really do much. Can anybody else think of some ways that we try to get to heaven for this one? Prayer, yes. We think, oh yeah, we'll pray. Nope. Reading the Bible, oh yeah, we read the Bible. Nope. Going to church. Man, it doesn't do anything. It's still dark and dirty. None of those things, being baptized, having good parents, living in a Christian home, being a pastor's kid, none of those things can help us at all. They are worthless. It's not enough. So being a good person, praying, reading our Bible, having good parents, going to church, none of those things are enough. They don't do anything. They leave us still dirty and wanting for more. And so the only way that we can be cleansed is through the blood of Jesus Christ. And so this will represent the Lord. And he's pure and he's holy and he lives in heaven. Remember, that's why we can't get to heaven, because we are like this. And so what, who knows what Jesus did for us that we could be cleansed? Ursula. Right, he died for our sins. And I'm going to have some of the older girls look up some verses for me. Who has their Bible with them? Okay. Can somebody look up for me Romans 5, verse 8? Whoever gets to it first can read it. Sure.
But God commanded his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Right. So while we were yet sinners, while we were yet dirty, stinky, and like full of gross stuff that's not worth anything, Christ died for us. God sent his only son. Because the punishment of our sin is eternal separation from God. It says, for the wages of sin is death. For the wages of our sin is death, eternal separation from God. And, but God loved us enough that while we were still like this, some of you here are sitting here and you are dirty and you are sinners and you haven't been cleansed yet. But while you sit here like this, Christ and God gives us the free gift of salvation to each one of us. And he's waiting to cleanse us from our filth. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and he cleanses us from all sin, from all that dirty stuff. He cleanses it away and makes us pure and holy, and takes all that dirt and gross stuff and cleanses us and makes us pure and holy just like Jesus Christ. He takes his righteousness and puts it within us. But sometimes we don't know if we're saved, right? We don't know if this has happened. And it, in the Bible it says to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. And so we need to get into God's word and search it out and know the scriptures and work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And this Bible is a book that is trustworthy and it's all true. And God wants us to love it and read it and delight in it. And when we do that, we can find the peace that God offers in it. And there's a couple more verses that I think I want some of you. Let's see. How about Elizabeth? Do you want to look up 1 John 4:13? Mm-hmm. Right. We know that he abides in us and we abide in him when we have his Holy Spirit to convict us of our sins and to prompt us to do the right thing, to help us, to comfort us. And we need to know that we have his Holy Spirit living inside of us. And it's by that that we know that we are the children of God. Also says we know if we love one another, and there's many places in scripture, if you just look up the word know, and there's so many places where it says if to know this by this, to know this by this. And so that would be a good study for any of you to look up the word know and all the things that we can know for sure from scripture, because it tells us. It says in Romans 10 verse 9, it says, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And in verse 13 it says, "For whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you are sitting here right now and you are dirty and you are a sinner and you know that you're a sinner and you know that you are not on your way to heaven because you have not given the Lord authority in your life, you have not repented of your sins and put yourself under His authority and His leadership in your life, He's calling to you right now to act, to cleanse you. He wants to cleanse you and make you whole. And all you have to do is confess Jesus, believe in your heart. We talked about all these things that we try to do to cleanse us. One of those things also is to know God. Some people know a lot about God. A lot of you know probably a lot about God. You've come from Christian homes. You've grown up in church. And you all know a lot about God. You know a lot about the Bible. But you haven't accepted the gift of salvation and made Jesus Christ the Lord in your life. And you follow Him. And so He's calling to you today. And He wants you to receive Him as your personal Savior. And a part of that is repenting from our sins. Those dirty things that we do, we need to repent. Can anybody tell me what repentance is? Nika? Right, yeah. If we're going this way, we're on the path of sin and destruction, and we realize, we agree with God that the things we are doing is not what He wants, is not good. We agree with God and we repent and we turn away and we go towards God. And we put all that stuff behind, and it says to lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us, those sins that we lay those aside, we put them behind us and we walk towards Christ. And that's what we need to do. We need to repent. We need to agree with God that the things that we are sinners, that we have sinned, and that we need a Savior, and that Jesus Christ is the only way. The only one that can save us, that can cleanse us, is Jesus Christ and His blood. And does anybody have any questions? Or doesn't understand something? Anybody? No? All right. So if we confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and believe in our hearts, like I said, just knowing about God is not enough. We have to believe and have faith. It says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith." And that is not of yourselves. It's nothing that we can do. But it's the gift of God that He gives to us. Eternal life. And it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." I want you guys to grasp that God is a big God and He created everything. But yet, like we read, while we were yet sinners, He sent His only Son to come and die for you. He loved the whole world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on Jesus Christ, it's nothing that we can do. It's not keeping anything, not keeping any laws or wearing certain clothes or acting a certain way or being good. None of those things. And in my own life, like I told my small group, when I was younger, I looked really good on the outside. But I knew in my heart that my heart had sin in it. The things that I did, the motive behind why I did what I did, were not to please God. They were to please the people around me. And I needed a Savior because I was full of sin. And Jesus Christ is the only way. And accepting Jesus as that only way, and that He was going to be Lord in my life, that I was going to follow Him no matter what. That's what each one of us needs to do. And so if any of you need to pray and ask God to save you and want Him to be Lord in your life, we're just going to take about 5 minutes here. I just want everybody to bow their heads and close their eyes. And we're just going to have a time of you guys just talk to God. If you don't know what to say, that's okay, because God knows each one of your hearts. And He will speak to each one of you specifically. So if you just let God speak to you and just be quiet, and we'll just pray for them.